The men of the world all engrossed in the quest of profit or fame. There was not one who had any care for the end that was in store for him. So Monkey went looking for the way of immortality, but found no chance of meeting it. For 8 or 9 years he went from city to city and town to town, till suddenly he came to the Western Ocean. He was sure that beyond this ocean there would certainly be immortals, and he made for himself a raft like the one he had had before. He floated on over the Western Ocean till he came to the Western Continent, where he went ashore, and when he had looked about for some time, he suddenly saw a very high and beautiful mountain, thickly wooded at the base. He had no fear of wolves, tigers, or panthers, and made his way up to the very top. He was looking about him when he suddenly heard a man's voice coming from deep amid the woods. He hurried towards the spot and listened intently. It was someone singing, and these were the words that he caught. I hatch no plot, I scheme no scheme. Fame and shame are one to me. A simple life prolongs my days. Those I meet upon my way are immortals, one and all, who from their quiet seats expound the scriptures of the yellow court. When Monkey heard these words, he was very pleased. There must then be immortals somewhere hereabouts, he said. He sprang deep into the forest, and looking carefully, saw that the singer was a woodman who was cutting brushwood. Reverend immortal, said Monkey, coming forward, your disciple raises his hands. The woodman was so astonished that he dropped his axe.
You have made a mistake, he said, turning and answering the salutation. I am only a shabby, hungry woodcutter. What makes you address me as an immortal?
If you are not an immortal, said Monkey, why did you talk of yourself as though you were one?
What did I say? Asked the woodcutter. This sounded as though I were an immortal.
When I came to the edge of the wood, said Monkey, I heard you singing. Those I meet upon my way are immortals, one and all, who from their quiet seats expound the scriptures of the yellow court. Those scriptures are secret Taoist texts. What can you be but an immortal?
I won't deceive you, said the woodcutter. That song was indeed taught to me by an immortal who lives not far from my hut. He saw that I have to work hard for my living.